of some of the conclusions that we came out in the subject of Borer that we are now studying. One question we had is, based on the fact that we know that the rules of Borer is Ochel Mitoch Psolet, that you must take good from bad for it to be permissible. So the question we asked today was peeling onions on Shabbat. Assuming that you're peeling it for immediate use, for the Seudah that's ahead of you, and assuming that you're not using a vessel, you're not using a keli that's designated for separating, for Borer, you're doing it with your hands. So the question is, but you're taking the peel from the onion, you're taking the bad from the good. Same question would apply by garlic, the same question would apply to a banana. So, interestingly enough, the Ramah talks about this exact case in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph at the end, and he comes out that it's permissible so long as you're doing it for immediate use, which means he says it is an issue of Borer. Even though you could argue and tell me, well, they're not connected, the peel is separate from the actual onion. But he doesn't look at it that way. The Ramah looks at it as if it's together. But the reason why he's lenient is because the only way to get to the food is to peel away the peel. And therefore, that's considered the normal way of eating it. Therefore, it's permissible so long as it's only done for immediate use. Because a lady cannot peel the onions in the morning for Seudah Shlishit. Or peel garlic that they want to use for Seudah Shlishit. Or make a fruit salad and peel the bananas for Seudah Shlishit. And it can only be for the immediate meal or immediate use. That's the halakha. And from this, Rabbi Moshe Levi in Menuchat Ahava and in his Sefer Tefillah L'Moshe in the Sheilot U'Tshuvot, he learned the halakha from this, that if you have a bunch of clothes that are all piled up on the hook, for example, it happens many times, the children's coats, they hang up all on the hook, and there's 5-6 coats over there. And now the child wants to go to synagogue in the morning Shabbat. So you got to get to his coat. His coat's the fourth one. You have to pull off the other coats first. So seemingly, if we say, and we do say, that there is borer by vessels, by kelim, so now you're taking the bad coats and you take to get to the good. I thought you're not allowed to take bad from good, but it's not different than the onion. The only way to get to the fourth coat, which is the one you need, is to peel off the other coat, so to speak, in order to get to it. That would be considered the derech. But he concludes that it can only be done for immediate use, which means, happens many times, that the mother wants to prepare the child's clothes from the night before. So she'll go to the hook and she'll pull out his coat, the fourth coat, and put it on the chair, and go into the scarf, box, and start being borer with his scarf and take it out, and get into the gloves and all that, or borer his shirt from the closet and stuff like that. That's a problem because you cannot borer from Friday night to Shabbat morning. Although we're going to allow you to pull away the coats that you don't need to get to the good one, because that's not different than the onion case, but it only is for immediate use.